You're listening to Teach Me the Bible Podcast, where we unpack the meaning of books, passages, and themes from Scripture. Join us each week as Dr. David Klingler walks us through God's Word and teaches the Bible. Each episode has a study guide available in the show notes. This is Teach Me the Bible Podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name's Tim Webb, and I'm here with Dr. David Klingler for our Teach Me the Bible podcast. And today, David, we're continuing this discussion as Peter is addressing those Jewish believers who've been scattered abroad. We've walked through chapter 3, this whole issue of why would we be willing to suffer, following Christ's example. But we connected the last time this suffering for what is right. And it bringing us in this moment, it gives us an opportunity to share our faith, which is a phenomenal opportunity. But as we said the last time, we have to embrace that conviction way before the situation. We have to have our theology right, as you said.
Yes.
And so we're continuing this. And as we move into chapter 4, as always, you see certain words, the therefore, and right. So connected right. to chapter yep. 3. So yep. let's just continue right into that yeah. discussion.
Yeah. It's like when we were kids, I don't know if kids even do. I don't even know if they have blackboards anymore. But when we got in trouble, no. when you got in trouble, you used to have to write, I will not, chew gum.
100 times.
Yeah, 100 times. Well, we need to write 100 times, right? You were called for the purpose of suffering yes. just as Christ suffered, right? Yes. And so Peter has said that over and mm-hmm. over and over. Mm-hmm. Christ suffered, you will suffer. You need to remind yourself of that daily.
Absolutely.
Because we don't like it.
No.
Christ suffered. He did it. Mm-hmm. I'm not suffering. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've had enough of it, right? So therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same purpose, right? Mm-hmm. So he's going to say in 4:1, he says it back
There's
in chapter
blackboard.
2, for you were called for this purpose. Because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live in the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lusts of men, but for the will of God.
Yeah.
So because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. This isn't talking about Christ suffering in the flesh. It's talking about, Christ suffered. Arm yourself for the same thing. Mm-hmm. Because when you suffer in the flesh, when you signed mm-hmm. up and you've suffered in the flesh, then you have ceased from sin. Now, here's the problem. The antagonist is over there saying, you guys are in sin. I said, oh, no. No, we're not. We're actually on the right side of this because we're doing what's good and right in the eyes of the Lord. We're a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. Christ suffered. Mm-hmm. We're suffering. We're taking the gospel to the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. We're being persecuted by you. We're suffering in the flesh. And so that is a indication that they're on the right side of this.
They're
on the right side mm-hmm. of this equation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. See, the lust of men says, I don't want to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
But the will of God says, you signed up for suffering.
Yes.
You're doing what's good in the eyes of the Lord. For the time has already passed, which is sufficient for you to have carried out the desire of the Gentiles. Go over there and have your best life now. Having pursued the course of sensuality and lust and drunkenness and carousals and, and all the drinking parties and abominable adult. This is what Israel did in the Old Testament. They went down there and they joined mm-hmm. the Gentiles, mm-hmm. right? Paul's mm-hmm. going to say this in Ephesians chapter 2, y'all were over there and you're dead in your trespasses and sins. We came over there and we joined you. Mm-hmm. We just joined right in, right? Mm-hmm. So that ship has sailed. It's time's already passed, Peter's saying. And in all of this, they are surprised that you do not run with them into the same excess of dissipation, and they malign you. But they shall give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. He goes already said back in chapter 3 that that the dead are in prison. They're ready to be judged. The living be mm-hmm. judged. There's a judgment that's coming for all. For the gospel has for this purpose been preached even to those who are dead. Again, back mm-hmm. to the Noah
mm-hmm.
story.
Mm-hmm.
They've heard the gospel, so that though they are judged in the flesh as men, they may live in the spirit according to the will of God. So the gospel went out. It was preached. The Spirit of Christ through the prophets preached, and these people had a choice to make. They're either going to believe it or reject it. They'll live according to the Spirit or be judged mm-hmm. in the flesh. Right. And so this whole thing is looking towards the end, right? It's mm-hmm. looking towards the end. So the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be of sound judgment. Understand God's plan, God's purposes. Paul says it this way. There's a race set before you. You got to run the race according to the rules to win the prize. Mm-hmm. And the rules of the race are suffer now, future reward, right? So be of sound judgment. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Understand his plan, his purposes. To Christ suffered, you suffer. So be sober and for the purpose of prayer. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaint. As each one has received a special gift or a gift, mm-hmm. employ it in serving one another. This is back to the using the gifts in the body to mm-hmm. build up the body of Christ as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. He's really going to go down through some of the same things that Paul covers in Ephesians chapter 4, mm-hmm. Talking about the building up of the body. So whoever speaks, let him speak as it were the utterances of God. Whoever serves, let him do so by the strength of God, which supplies, so that all things, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Beloved, do not be surprised at this fiery ordeal among you. This is nothing new, mm-hmm. Which has come for your testing and your refining. I'm reminded of James's words over there, mm-hmm. consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith works for endurance. This is all part mm-hmm. of it. So Peter's going to say it, James is going to say it, Paul's going to say it in Romans chapter 5 and in other places. So this isn't new. This is the same old thing. This has come upon you for your testing, and testing refines you. And so it's not as though some strange thing were happening to you, but to the degree that you share in the sufferings of Christ, there it is again, mm-hmm. keep on rejoicing, rejoicing in suffering. They'll ask you to give it a reason for the hope that is within you.
In the same sentence.
Yeah. So that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exultation, right? Mm-hmm. If it be God's will that you should suffer, that's okay, right? If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you're blessed, right? When they ask you, well, why are you suffering? Because Christ suffered for me. And then they curse you. Well, you got a blessing coming, right? You've got resurrection coming because you are in Christ, because the Spirit of the glory of God rests upon you. By no means let any of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, as an evildoer. You don't suffer for evil.
Yeah, doing wrong.
For doing what's mm-hmm. evil in the eyes of the Lord, but for doing what's good. If you suffer for following Christ, if you suffer for being a Christian, don't be ashamed. Let him not feel ashamed. But in the name of Christ, let him glorify God. For it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God. And by the household there, he's talking about this household of Israel. The Gentiles are being brought into it. But this refining fire mm-hmm. is happening within the house of Israel. Mm-hmm. It's starting right here. With the Jewish believer, for it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God, and if it begins with us first, what will be the outcome of those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is with difficulty that the righteous are saved, and the difficulty is through suffering, through endurance, that mm-hmm. the righteous are saved. Mm-hmm. What will become of the godless man and of the sinner who rejects Christ and rejects suffering? So, mm-hmm. therefore, let those also who suffer according to the will of God entrust their souls to the faithful Creator in doing what is right. It seems like every four or five verses, he's saying the same thing over and over.
I was kidding when you say he's kind of redundant here.
Yeah, he's writing it 100 times on the
blackboard.
Right? Keep reminding yourself, suffer for doing good. Yeah. Don't suffer for doing evil. Christ suffered for doing good. You mm-hmm. are called for this purpose. He was raised from the dead. You will be raised from the dead. You will mm-hmm. have a blessing. Mm-hmm. Don't let them curse you. If you're cursed, if you're reviled, if you're hated, don't do it in return. But return a blessing. It's just over and over and over. And you say, well, why is he being so redundant? Because we need to hear it over and over and over, because it's really easy to forget. It's easy to remember when things are going well and you're sitting in seminary class or in church. Oh, yes, we need to suffer. We need to suffer. In the midst of the moment, when your husband is being a monster or whatever it is, all of a sudden the rubber meets the road and it's easy to forget. Mm-hmm. And for these believers, Jewish believers, to profess Christ, to be hanging out with Gentiles, would be making yourself unclean, and that would restrict your ability to enter into the synagogue rejection in the community, and suffering becomes very real. Mm-hmm. Think about the example today of the Muslim who comes to Christ. Well, he's going to suffer in all kinds of ways for that. Mm-hmm. Well, this is in much the same way here, so suffering for the cause of Christ ought to be common to us. Mm-hmm. It's not anymore, but it should be.
Well, what a great leadership book for church leadership.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Which, by the way, is right where chapter 5 is going.
Yes.
He's just walking right
into that. He's walking
into,
right into that.
So you elders, listen.
Yep.
You pastors paying attention.
Yep.
Therefore, I exhort the elders.
Yeah.
And so here's what you teach. Here's what you preach all the time.
Yeah.
And why is it so important? Well, because it's going to be very enticing to tell people what they want to hear.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult to tell people what they need to hear. Mm-hmm. My experience has been, here's the great irony in that, is that people know what they want to hear, but they're living reality. Mm-hmm. So, what they want to hear is it's going to go well. Hang your rabbit's foot on your rearview mirror. Find your four-leaf clover and buy a lottery ticket. It's God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. The reality is they know different.
Yeah.
And so explain to me why the rabbit's foot's not working.
Yeah, reconcile that. Yeah.
Well, let me explain it to you. It ain't supposed to work.
That's right.
Because you were called for this purpose since Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example to follow in his steps. That's the plan. How's that going? You're going, now that rings a bell.
Yeah.
And then you suffer, you endure, unless Christ returns and fixes this mess, you die. Mm-hmm. But you will be raised. And so you better figure out the rules of the game so that you can run the race well. And receive a blessing. And during the course of running the race well and enduring the suffering that will surely come, you get to have people ask you, give me a reason for the hope that is within you. Mm-hmm. There's your chance, right? And so this all ties together.
It does.
It's not popular. It's not fun.
No.
But there is something undeniably true about it that is comforting and brings joy and peace and patience
Just comes abounding.
Yep. So that's it. So next week we'll pick it up in chapter 5.
Chapter 5. Well, David, thank you so much. I want to encourage our listeners or viewers to stay with the conversation. And as always, just want to encourage them to gather together with other believers, walk through the Bible studies, walk through the devotions, and also want to encourage them as we're leaving for today, if they have any questions, to email you and you'll get back with them. And so excited about what God's doing through this podcast. Very thankful as it's God's just opening doors to take his story to so many people around the world. So thank you, David, for the gift.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to Teach Me the Bible podcast. Our desire is to use the power of God's Word to change lives. For more information, download our app. Join us next week for another episode of Teach Me the Bible.